I'm Sammy Chudley from Only a Pavement Away, the charity that supports people looking to rebuild their lives through employment opportunities in hospitality. Today we're bringing you another Quick Serves mini podcast on the go, making sure you get all the latest insider info right as it happens. December's just a few days away and the countdown to Christmas is officially on. We've just launched our Christmas campaign, Only a Movement Away, and I'm delighted to be joined by Alan Armstrong, the brains behind the initiative, to chat to us about this exciting challenge and hopefully persuade you all to join us. So firstly, let's go back to a few years ago when you started the campaign. Can you tell me what inspired you to start it and support Only a Pavement Away?
Yeah, it was a combination of factors, really. It was there was stuff going on domestically. I remember speaking to my parents up north, and my mum was a childminder when I was little, and one of the boys she used to look after had pretty much knocked on her door and said, "I've been kicked out of the house, can't get a job, can't get an address, living on the streets." So she took him in. I remember that going on and me speaking to her all the time about stuff that was going on at home with this young lad. And then at the same time, I remember our Home Secretary at the time, Suella Braverman, coming out and saying that homelessness was a life choice. And it just completely went against all my values and everything I stood for. And I've done enough work over the past with the likes of Change Please and Shelter and people like that. And obviously Only a Pavement Away, where I've just thought, it's not a life choice. It's just, it's not. And I just completely disagree with it. So I thought, I need to do something about this. And I just came up with a really weird idea of running every day. All of a sudden, it just snowballed from there, really.
Yeah. Amazing. Snowballing true Christmas spirit as well. So it's grown over the past few years, and this year is a little bit different. Can you kind of talk us through what makes this year different and why we've called it Only a Movement Away?
It was actually inspired by someone who took part last year, a lady called Helen who took part, and she was really honest when she joined a group of, at the time we were runners. So we started off with 15 in year one who all ran 10K every day, and then we went to 35 people last year who did varied distances and stuff.
Insane amounts.
Yeah, including myself, who decided to do a virtual advent calendar where whatever number between 1 and 24, the door opened that day, I ran that distance, which I think it totaled about 310 kilometres, so it was really hard.
Insane.
So I'm not doing that this year.
So taking a break.
But I remember Helen, part of the group, came to us and said, "Look, I'm not a runner, but what I'll do is I'll walk 20 minutes to my local pub every day, shape me a little bucket, get some loose change off the regulars, and then walk back." And she did it every day for 24 days. And I just thought, you know what? It's not about running. It's about people doing something different, about people pushing themselves further than they normally do, getting themselves a little bit outside their comfort zone. And so we just came to the idea of just thinking, you know what? Let's just try and get people moving. It doesn't matter if they're going to roller skate, bike ride, swim, run, walk, jog, cartwheel. I don't care.
It's whatever.
It's more of a case of just, can you push yourself with doing probably around 30 minutes of exercise every day and do it 24 days in a row? And it's got to be something where you're pushing yourself internally and doing something for your mind, body and soul where you can relate to the people you're trying to help as well. So that's the reason this year I just thought, let's make it a bit more accessible. Let's make it more about moving rather than running. And then, yeah, the idea was born from there.
Yeah, amazing. And it's so inspiring. Do you have any inspiring stories from over the past few years? Things that just every day when you get up and you do your run, you're like, this is why I'm doing it.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing about the community we build is people sharing stories and sharing things they're going through, that really lifts you. But then also you see the charity donations flowing. I remember last year seeing a donation off a young child saying it's like £5.50's pocket money and everything they raised and they donated that towards us. And you see that and you go, oh, it's amazing. All of them combined inspires you. And come on, we're in this together. Let's get it through to 24 days. I mean, it becomes a sort of big team effort in the end of pushing everyone to the last day. Trust me, you've never tasted roast potatoes like on Christmas Day once you've done 24 days of exercise.
Yeah, turkey sandwiches, everything. It's all well deserved. So all the funds go towards our grants pot, which is financial support to our members, helping with rent, interview clothes, etc. Last year, an amazing $13,581 was raised. What's the goal for this year?
This year, we're trying to go for 15,000 without the gift aid. So that's a key thing for us trying to get that. We're still trying to get to 50 people taking part, participants. And like I said, they can run, they can walk, they can bike ride, do whatever they want. Last year, we had 35 participants in the end. This year, we're trying to get to 50.
Amazing.
Because more people means bigger community, bigger reach across different networks, and hopefully more people donating to the cause as well. But yeah, we'd love to get to 15,000 and help as many people as we can.
It'd be great to see what everyone does as well. How many runners we have, how many cartwheelers we have. It'd be great to see all the stories. So finally, how can people get involved?
They can get involved by visiting the Only Pavement Way website and signing up through that. They can visit social media. There's lots of ads flying around and things like that. We can start to share all the assets and all the different things that we're working on and send you a t-shirt and everything you can.
Yeah, get the brand out there.
Get the brand out there, and then we can start pounding the streets in whatever way we can from the 1st of December and then just smash through it.
And it's never too late to sign up. There's still a few more days until December. And then, like you said, roast potatoes will be well worth
it. Never tasted a dinner so tasty after you've done all the exercise and stuff.
And it's all about perspective as well, isn't it? We were just saying, like, even on your toughest day, it's nothing compared to what people are facing.
No, I experienced that last night. Actually, I was just doing a little training run whilst my daughter was in theatre school, and just doing 10K in sideways rain in ice cold conditions. And I was lucky enough, I had gloves on, I had a woolly hat on, and I had my snood over my face. So all you could literally see was my eyes peeping out and a little torch to see where I was going. And it just hits you on little runs. I was just thinking, it could be worse. I could be sleeping in this. I could be just walking the streets at night because I've got nowhere to go. And so them little moments hit you all the time. So yeah, it's all about perspective. It's all about pushing yourself, thinking of the greater good, and just thinking of, I think last year we worked out at one point that we'd helped something like 15 people. And just that thought of us knowing that what we'd done at certain points had helped that many people. We almost, we equated into numbers of how many people that means it helped. And that really helps just boost you on the next level, because you then get the point of, okay, I want to help another person, I want to help another person, and you keep pushing yourself.
Yeah, let's help 20, let's help 25. Yes, exactly. Good. It's an amazing cause, it's an amazing movement, and we can't wait for this year. So thanks so much, Ellen.
No problem, thank you.
So hopefully we've inspired you to move for change this Christmas. Whether you run, skip or cartwheel, anything that moves your body for half an hour a day makes a real difference. Or maybe you'd like to donate and cheer on our team. Head to our website or socials for more information and stay tuned for all updates as our amazing supporters get moving. Thank you for listening. A huge thank you to Alan for joining us on today's episode, and of course to our sponsors at Stonegate Group. Please be sure to give us a review and subscribe on Apple, Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you never miss a moment. Keep your eyes and ears peeled for the next one. See you then.